of the great and powerful Oz.
May the force be with you.
Go ahead. Meet my day.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It is Friday, June 14th here across Northeast Texas. I'm Daniel Starks. We do have Alice Reese on the line. She is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwell Herald Banner. And she takes time out of her Friday mornings to give us a movie review here on KETR. And it's greatly appreciated. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
This morning we're going to be talking about a few movies that I'm particularly excited about, especially this first one, Man of Steel.
Well, it is a space opera, much more than on Earth. Most of the time, Superman, as we know him, is doing great things for the people of the neighborhood. This time, much of the action takes place in outer space, so it's kind of reminiscent of some of the other movies lately, like Thor and those kinds of things. Although he does have an existence on Earth, he is Clark Kent. But none of this Daily Planet, well, there is Daily Planet involved in that. Lois Lane is a character here, but this time she's not the old Lois Lane that we've known in the past. She's not all swoony and clueless and always getting rescued. She's joined Superman in his alien-crushing adventure. She's out there doing the stuff as well. She had supposedly been a war correspondent and had been an embed reporter. So she's up to this outer space type things. This was co-written by Christopher Nolan, who reignited the Batman franchise. And it has, this time, Superman is a very conflicted, furtive comic book icon, just like Batman was. There's not any phone booth. There's no hokey jokes about the guy disappearing. This time it is somber and serious somber, and has, as I said, a lot to do with the background of what happened on Krypton. Russell Crowe was the patriarch Jor-El, and we get all the history way more than usual about what happened and the villain and what happened to destroy the planet. And the villainous General Zod, who is shows up and tries to get Superman to join with him so that they can take over the Earth and make it the new Krypton. The Superman is played by Henry Cavill, a British guy who was in The 300 and some of Zack Snyder, who directed some of his other movies. And he's a little stiff and whatever, but I think he's fine as Superman.
Now, see, the last thing I remember about Superman was, you know, a while back when the old new remake of Superman Returns.
Yeah, Superman Returns.
Uh-huh. Yeah, was made, and I don't remember much about it, but I remember liking it a lot. So I'm really looking forward to this, and I've got a whole bunch of friends that are just, you know, just goo-goo-eyed over, oh, Henry Cavill.
Yeah, they really, it's spectacular looking. The set pieces go on too long. They have, but they really do state of the art. As far as the special effects and all that, it's 2 hours and 23 minutes to be exact, how long it is.
Wow, okay.
On the long side.
Well, this next movie is going to be a strange one, I can tell, because, I mean, just looking at the cast, I mean, Jonah Hill, James Franco, Seth Rogen, I mean, it's almost like The Hangover, isn't it? It's called This Is the End.
Right. Way, way more than a hangover. This is the end. It is the end of the world. It's the apocalypse. These guys all play versions of themselves, and they also have Craig Robinson and Danny McBride and Jay Baruchel. They're all at a party at James Franco's L.A. mansion, and at the other guests there, there's Rihanna and Jason Segel and Kevin Hart and Michael Cera and even Emma Watson. She's, they're all the, you know, they all are themselves. They are called Emma and Michael. That's who they are. But some strange things start to happen, and it's all told from the point of view of Jay Baruchel. He's the visitor from Canada, that's actually where he does live, and he starts to realize that terrible things are happening outside, and they think it's an earthquake and nobody cares, and then they figure out, uh-oh, it is very, very bad, and they have struggled to save themselves from what they believe to be the end of the world. And this time, instead of a CGI-created hell, this is the real thing that these guys are headed for. And this is just completely blasphemous in all kinds of ways, and extreme sexual scenes. It's R-rated, but it's way beyond that. There's drugs everywhere. By the way, these guys are called the Pot Pack now instead of the Rat Pack. That's what they're referred to as. And but it's just so audacious and over the top, but hilarious. And can't help but laugh a great deal. And it's based on a little short film that was called Jay and Seth Versus the Apocalypse that was made about several years ago, and they took it and drew it out, and they make so much fun of themselves. It's pretty self-deprecating humor, especially James Franco. He plays against his ditzy image. He's really good.
It's not very often that you have movies that come out where the actors are playing themselves.
Right.
So that alone is kind of, I guess, bait to get people to come see it. Then you also add in all the other stuff, the cast itself, just all that stuff. So
yeah, Emma Watson with an axe is just great. She's wonderful in this.
Right. And now we move on to a completely different, spectrum, Stories We Tell.
Yeah, this is definitely art house. And I had met Sarah Polley a couple of years ago when she directed the movie Away From Her. And she's an actress who has become a very acclaimed director. And she also did a movie called Take This Waltz. And this is a documentary which utilizes interviews and home movies and some recreated clips that are shot on Super 8, so they look like home movies as well. And her father actually narrates the movie from his memoir, and it's all about her family, her mother, her late mother Diane. But then it turns into this unbelievably important revelation that I don't know how they managed to keep it secret for so long. But it is just a spectacular movie. I really can't. As far as I was just knocked out by how well done it was and realistic. And it is a doc. But I gave it 4 stars.
All right. Out of these three movies, which would you pick?
I'd pick Stories We Tell, I guess, because of that. But Man of Steel, second.
All right. Alice, thank you once again for these awesome reviews of these great movies that are out in theaters near the listeners right now. You can hear Alice Reese live every Friday morning during Morning Edition on 88.9 KETR-FM, and you can hear her archived episodes right here on KETR.org. I'm Daniel Starks for your station, 88.9 KETR.